Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am Chris Tidball, an executive claim consultant with Subro IQ, where we routinely find our clients significant amounts of trapped cash. On our show, we will explore the epidemic of trapped cash across not only the insurance industry, but the global business landscape. Our guests bring a unique perspective on challenges faced by businesses that impact their bottom line. We believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and this is the forum to tell it. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and stick around to learn more about how you can be a guest in 20 minutes or less. Okay, well, welcome Cade Williams to our program. Cade is the Vice President. Assistant Vice President of Claims.
Yes.
Over at Marriott Vacations Worldwide.
That is correct.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about, you know, we're in a Marriott property here. What is a Marriott Vacation Worldwide property? What's the difference?
Marriott Vacations Worldwide is essentially a pure play timeshare company.
Okay.
We operate 120 resorts, have over 700,000 employees.
Okay.
And we're international as well. So we operate in multiple countries.
So I'll get that email that says for $149, we'll fly you and your wife to Las Vegas. And you can stay for the weekend and have a great time, but you have to sit through a 3-hour presentation?
Correct. We do have marketing packages.
Okay.
And, we certainly are doing our best to appeal to the younger generations.
Right.
So we've changed the products that we offer. You know, they're certainly more flexible than I think historically what people think about. And
yeah,
I think timeshares, you don't have to use it for the same week at the same resort every single year. It's more of a points-based system, and you can use it, you know, at anywhere in the, at any of our resorts in our program.
Okay.
Or you can actually, if you prefer to, you can exchange it for Marriott Bonvoy points as well.
Okay.
So if you don't want to use it at one of our timeshare locations, you can actually do an exchange for Bonvoy points and then use it at any of the hotel properties around the world.
Oh, wow. Pretty good deal.
Absolutely.
So how did you get into this?
Great question. When you say this, I just want to qualify just claims in general or the hospice?
Well, I guess let's start with the backstory. How did you get into claims and then how did you end up in Marriott?
Yeah, so I went to school at the University of Alabama, Roll Tide. While I was in school, I was an insurance specialization.
Mm-hmm.
And through those insurance classes, it was actually a commercial public property adjuster come and speak.
Okay.
And he was talking about how if you become a public adjuster. He was out of New York. If you become a public adjuster, you can make millions very early in your career. So as to a college student, not knowing what his career trajectory is going to look like,
right,
making millions was the ultimate goal.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I decided at that point I wanted to be an insurance adjuster. And ironically, I was spending some time with one of my neighbors the very next weekend, and graduation was right around the corner. And his father said, you know, I'm actually hiring for an insurance adjuster position in my office. And he hired me on the spot.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. But it was a reality check at first, because I went from the idea of making millions to, you know, my first role was a trucking liability adjuster making $37,000 a year.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, if I take you back to when I started, you were making millions.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so that's a good start into, you know, I mean, that gives you some nice, you know, meaty claims to learn on.
Correct. But I certainly wasn't getting the exposure to the property claims that
right,
had the desire for. And then my wife graduated from Alabama a couple years after me.
Okay.
And once she graduated, we decided we wanted to move closer to the D.C. area. I found a open position with Marriott International's claims team.
Okay.
Called Marriott Claim Services. I applied for it and was fortunate enough to be selected. And then I worked my way up through that organization over an 8-year period, where I last worked as a senior manager of global claims in their Bethesda, Maryland office. And then I was fortunate enough to be hired by Vic Marmo, who's now, as we sit at CLM, one of their Lifetime Achievement Award winners.
Yeah.
And he hired me to come work for him at Marriott Vacations and got me involved in CLM. And that's kind of where I am.
And that's why we're here today. Exactly. No, that's a great story. So the vacation properties, I mean, they're all over the world.
Yes.
And we hear some crazy stories on the news about stuff that happens at vacation properties. You got to have a good story, good claim.
You know, The fun part about claims is you have so many cool stories and not many you can talk about.
That's true.
But
Yes.
now we see a variety of claims from very tragic situations to I oversee property claims as well. So
Right.
we have a lot of those because our resorts are everywhere the wind blows and the earth shakes.
True.
But I mean, I can tell stories in a different setting, but I can't get into too much detail.
Understand. We just, we had a recent guest that handled claims, and her area was Las Vegas.
Yes.
And so plenty of stories, stuff that's not for this audience,
Absolutely.
not PG in nature. But no, so being with the Marriott Vacations, do you benefit from that? I mean, do you get free timeshares?
Not free timeshares. We do. We're fortunate enough to still, even though we're separate, a completely separate publicly traded company from Marriott International, which is the hotel side of the industry. We are fortunate enough as Marriott Vacation employees to receive the hotel discount, so the associate discount, and we can use that at any of the Marriott branded locations, and that includes our locations, our resorts that are Marriott branded as well. So, yeah, it's a really nice perk. My family travels. We get really cheap hotel rooms.
So where's your favorite place?
Probably the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua, just because that's where I spent my honeymoon in Maui. And I won't disclose the exact rate that we got, but the associate rate was something that
Pretty good.
I don't think it will ever be matched.
So how did that resort fare with the wildfires?
I don't know about that resort specifically. I don't think it was impacted much from what I heard, but since it's not ours, I will say just in terms of our resorts, they didn't have any physical damage on Maui, but the service interruption, because the power was out, especially the cable and internet services were out, and so that kept us from having any phone lines to use, and so that's where we had to make a claim with our property carrier. Still, we're still working through that, but other than a service interruption claim, we were very fortunate in the Maui wildfires, and I feel so bad for the ones that weren't. But
Now, are you a self-insured entity, or do you have primary coverage?
we have a captive insurance company that provides some support in our primary layer, but we are not self-insured at Marriott Vacations. At my prior employer, on the hotel side, they were self-insured, self-administered, up to a much larger amount.
Yeah, makes sense given the size and
Absolutely.
scope. Yeah. So if people wanted to learn more about Marriott Vacations Worldwide, what would they do? Where would they go?
We have an excellent user-friendly website, and then if you really want to learn about what we have to offer, I'd encourage you to reach out, ask for one of those marketing packages that you mentioned. And come and stay at our resorts with your family and sit through one of the sessions, and you'll learn what how the timeshare industry has evolved and how we can appeal to every generation, including the younger ones.
No, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolutely.
And if anyone in the audience would like to apply to be a guest, head over to subroiq.com and hit the podcast button. Hey, thank you so
Yeah,
much, man.
thank you.
Thank you for joining the Claim Hunters. We hope you enjoyed our show. If you would like to share your story, head on over to subroiq.com and click the YouTube button.